sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, everybody. Greetings to you. Bringing greetings from Parkland, Florida. My name is Reverend Dr. Chaco Varghese. I call myself Pastor Chaco. I'm a medical graduate, also pharmacy, medicine. So people call me doctor also. Thank you for listening. This is Word of Eternal Life. And my God has called me to do this when I was far away from preaching the word. I was not thought to be called to preaching, but I was thought I should be called to be in a medical person in the medicine and pharmacy area. But in the time of my life, God called me and He gave me this scripture to continue speaking about the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I left from the last time in the chapter 19, verse 11 to 15, I will continue read from verse 15. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, what we just read from Revelation chapter 19, what I was supposed to read from 11 to 15, but 16, and I read the 11th earlier, so it is the Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven for a battle called Armageddon. We hear this word Armageddon. People made movies and stuff about this particular thing. But it was way before anyone imagined God has planned this battle. This is a battle between Lord Jesus Christ or God with Antichrist. When Antichrist rules the earth for 7-year period of time, God gave him the authority and permission for a short time to rule the earth. The tribulation period, we call it, is 7 years when the church is taken from here to heaven. Now, we have been discussing God's eternal plan, His plan of redemption, His plan of taking His people from the earth to heaven, which is called the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven through many parables. And we have discussed that, at least 3 of them in this series of message. Now, at the end, Jesus returned in the mid-air and take the church from earth to heaven. Then from that day onwards, there will be 7-year period of time. This will be discussed in another message from the book of Daniel, that God has set up a 7-year period of time in order for the church to be in heaven and receive the blessings and all the gifts, rewards that his people should be receiving for the kingdom builders. We are talking about God's children, believers, and those who were fighting for his kingdom and those who were martyred for the kingdom of God. And they will be in heaven for 7-year period of time, receiving rewards and also having their residences that God has prepared for them. At the 7-year period, earth will go through tormentation time. This tormentation time is explained in the book of Revelation from chapter 6 to all the way to chapter 19. Now, between this period of time, God sent his fury and anger and all this punishment as you take time and read book of Revelation. From chapter 6 all the way to chapter 18 and some part of 19, you will see the great tribulation period happening in the earth. In that tribulation period, the Antichrist named a person will rise from the earth, and in the book of Revelation chapter 13, it says, a beast out of the sea. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads. With 10 horns on his horns, crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. Now, this is representing a beast coming out of the sea in prophetical language. Now, sea is talking about a great multitude of people. A leader of a great multitude of people rising. That's what this is prophetically explained. And a great 10 horns and 7 heads. Now, the 10 horns talking about the 10 kingdoms, 10 countries. Now, in the original Roman Empire, there were 10 kingdoms. And what happened at the end time, then they will reunite again as the 10 kingdoms. And the one who comes out of the 10 kingdom, he will defeat the 3 and take over their crowns. So they will have 7 heads and 10 crowns. So they have 7 kings or 7 rulers, and the 7 rulers, one of them will have more than 1 crown. So they have 10, but only 7 leaders. So, and on each head of the blasphemous name, in the name blasphemy, this blasphemy is against God. This is the person we call Antichrist. We understand prophetically that he carries blasphemy against God. The beast I saw resembled a leopard. Now, the leopard is the fastest animal. The leopard stands for the Greek Empire. One of the empire existed in the world. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear. The feet of the bear representing the Persian Empire, and the mouth like a lion, and the lion sounds like the Babylonian Empire. The dragon gave the beast the power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seems to have had a fatal wound. Praise God. Now, this beast, resembling all the 3 characters of the 3 past empires, plus the beast has its own, called, which is the Roman Empire. See, it's here it says that one of its head was wounded, fatally wounded. What happened is the Roman Empire ended basically wounded, that they got defeated by the Gothics of German people. But the fatal wound has been healed. Now at the end time, the wound will be healed, which means he will rise up. The whole world will be astonished and follow the beast. Men worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worship the beast and asked, who is like the beast, who can make war against him? Now here the beast is the person, a human person, who will be rising out of the 10 nations who were originally at the first Roman Empire. Now, one of those head, which was the main person, main country, which was Italy or Rome, has been wounded. But they got healed over the period of time. And now the world was astonished because also the dragon, we're talking about Lucifer, Satan, the old serpent, or the dragon gave the beast, the human person who rise out of the world, out of the ocean, so much power. So what happened here, Satan anointing the man who rising as the beast. His name is Beast because he has supernatural powers and ability and authority. Extraordinary, brilliant, knowledgeable. He had the solution for world economy, world problems. He will offer benefits and coverage, protection for all the world. So that is why this name is given to him as Beast. The beast was given a mouth to utter. I am still reading chapter 13 of Revelation, verse 5. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. See, 42 months are talking about 3.5 years. Praise God. Amen. So 3.5 years, he has this authority. He opened his mouth to blasphemy. Now, this 3.5 years included in the 7-year period, which we said in the beginning. Now, there is another 3.5 years afterwards. That's how it adds up to 7 years. He was given power to make war against the saints and conquer them. See, the saints we are talking about here is the Jewish people who are living at the last period. The one who live here after the rapture of saints, who Jesus took them in heaven in that 7-year period. After the 3.5-year period of the first 3.5-year period, he will make war against the Jewish people. It will be explained over and over later. Now, these saints of God who are here, supposedly they were dwelling to the authority 42 months, he opened his mouth to blasphemy God. He blasphemed God. He says, God is a lie, God is not exist, God is this and that. He will be talking against God and slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and conquer them. Now, basically what happens before the final return of Jesus Christ to save the Jewish people, the beast actually will conquer them, actually will defeat them. I will have verses for that in a few minutes or in the next message if you follow this. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Now he is ruling the earth. He has authority was given. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all those whose names have not been written in the book of life. See, the book of life is the book that God has in heaven that we believe that every time you get saved, you believe in Jesus Christ and you repent and accept Christ and get saved, your name will be written in the book of life. And people whose names are not written in the book of life, they will worship him. Now, who are these people whose names are not written? They are the ones who are not taken up in heaven at the rapture time, at the coming of Lord in the mid-air. Now, there are people in the earth who lives here, and quite a number will not have their name written in the book of life. It was slain from the creation of the world. The book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who was separated by God from the creation. Before the creation of the world, this God had this plan that man will sin and how God will redeem him. That will be done by the Lamb of God. He will be slain by his blood. He will redeem those people who will be sinned and they will accept Jesus. He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go to captivity, into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. See, this is talking about the 3.5 year period, the last 3.5 year period, when the Jewish people will go through a severe persecution. They will be killed. They will be, the women will be raped. Now, I'll tell you that where it is written in the book of Zechariah chapter 14, the coming of the Lord. If I will gather all nations, chapter 14, verse 2, to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the horses ransacked, houses ransacked, and the woman raped. Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. See, this is about the 3.5 year period of persecution or great tribulation taken place in Jerusalem to the Jewish people by Antichrist. Now, we are connecting this with the chapter 13 of Revelation. And also, when that happens, at the end of that 3.5 period years, in the chapter 19, Jesus come down to rescue the remnant of Israel. That also written also in Zechariah chapter 14, we just read the first part of it. It says on verse 3, then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations. As he fights in the day of battle, on that day his feet will stand on Mount Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split into two from east to west, from forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by mountain valley, as it will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord, my God, will come, and all the holy ones with him. You see, on that day, there will be no light, no cloud or frost. It will be unique day without daytime, nighttime, a day known to the Lord when evening comes from there will be light. See, this particular day when Jesus returned is also, we just read from Revelation chapter 19. In here it says his name is Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horse and dressed in the linen, white linen. And out of his mouth comes sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. Now you see that Jesus came also in Zechariah says he stood on Mount Olive and there was this battle happening. Verse 12, Zechariah 14 verse 12. This is the plague which will the Lord will strike. Lord Jesus will strike the nations who is coming against Israel at the time with a plague, with which the Lord will strike all nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongue will rot in their mouth. On that day, men will be stricken by the Lord with great panic. Each man will seize the hand of the other, and they will attack each other. See, this is the war called Armageddon. You must have heard about this many times. The Lord comes, and he battle the Antichrist and his army, which invading Israel. Now, as I said before, there will be a 3.5 period of time that Satan is ruling, we just read that before, that he was given the authority to rule the people of God for 3.5 years. And after that, this happens. Because One of the things we need to know is we need to go back to the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel talks about the desolation happens, the abomination of desolation. What happens is, as we read before, the Antichrist, he had his image placed everywhere, need to be worshipped by people of everybody. Now, as everyone worshipping the image of Antichrist, and at the end of the 3.5 years, the Jewish people have their temple built. The temple is built with the help of Antichrist. Now, we know they are waiting to have this temple built. Now, it is going to be helped by the Antichrist because they first believe him as the real Messiah. Since the Jews are waiting for Messiah, they are expecting the Messiah has never arrived. But they don't know Jesus Christ was the Messiah. But now when they are still waiting for Messiah, the Antichrist will make them believe with all his goodness towards them. He saw all the good things to them and helped them to build the temple so that they will believe he is the real Messiah. But the end of the whole thing done, he will ask them to worship his idol in the temple, which is what happened with Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek ruler after Alexander the Great, who when he captured the Jerusalem and the temple, he came with a big army and he took over and he placed the Lord's sacrifice has been stopped, which has been done seven days, every day. And he stopped in the middle of the week, he stops the sacrifice. We are talking about the middle of the week. We are talking about the last 3.5 years. A week is described as a year in prophecy. So 3.5 years is like the last three and a half of the 7-year period. So we're talking about the beast is placing his idol in the temple. It happened once by Antiochus Epiphanes, but that will happen again. It will happen again by the beast, which he is going to be the world ruler, and he is also going to be the Antichrist. And his image is placed by the end of the completion of the temple. Now, he will ask them to worship him. Now the Jewish people will understand that this is not approved by their commandment. In the word, in the Ten Commandments, it says, "Thou shalt not worship any idol, or thou shalt not make anything, which any shape of anything you see above in the heaven, in the earth, on the earth, or under the earth, or in the sea." So they will rebel, realizing that this is not the real Messiah. They have been cheated. Now they rebel. As soon as they rebel, this thing will happen, which I just read before from Zechariah. The Antichrist will bring the nations against Israel. Then 14th chapter of Zechariah verse 2. "I will gather all nations to Jerusalem to fight against it." Well, God Jesus himself does this. And in order to punish Antichrist, also to purify the nation of Israel. See, nation of Israel, Jesus allowing them, God is allowing them to be purified by going to the persecution. They will be filtered or burned or in the fire like they're going through silver going through the furnace. It is written in another prophecy, to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the woman raped. Half of the city go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. Now the Lord himself will go out and fight against those nations. Okay? He fights in the day of the battle, which is what we read before. So in order for you to understand all this, read the Zechariah chapter 14, right? Then afterwards, that we will see the leftover Jewish people who will be somehow either they were hidden in the wilderness, or they were hidden in the mountains, or they were rescued, or asylum was given by the Arab people, or whatever way, they will come together and meet with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when they will meet with Lord Jesus Christ, they will ask this question. It says in the book of Zechariah chapter 13 verse 6. Zechariah 13 verse 6. If someone asks him, what are these wounds on your body? He will answer, the wounds I have given at the house of my friends. See, it says Jesus gave an answer in an indirect way, where they must think how he was wounded. He have the scar in his hands. He have the scar on his feet. He has the scar on his chest. He has scars on his head. Now, when they ask about his scar, this is how the prophecy is given. Praise the Lord. Then they will start thinking about Christ who their forefathers crucified. Okay, verse 10, Zechariah 12, verse 10, 12th chapter, verse 10. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They started praying and supplicating to God for forgiveness. And then they will look at the one who they pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for the only child. All the families of Israel will mourn. You can read that in that part of the chapter, verse chapter 12 of Zechariah. Now here I am just going to conclude, since my time has been finished for this part of the message. So you have any more questions, please read the book of Zechariah and book of Revelation. Call me if you have any questions, 954-993-0491. And also email to me, P like Peter, R like Robert, dot Chaco, C-H-A-C-K-O, V like Victor, at gmail.com. pr.chacov@gmail.com. And my address, WCNO 89.9, Word of Eternal Life, 2960 Southwest Map Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, PALM City, Florida 34990. That's Florida 34990. If you have any questions, please send a letter to me or call me or email me. And if you have any gift or donations also, please address to Word of Eternal Life at this address I given to you. Thank you for listening. May the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C-H-A-C-K-O-V like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.